Even on Wall Street, it seems, the fine print goes unread by Floyd Norris. Ousted successive boards of the New York Stock Exchange, filled with senior executives from every major Wall Street firm, and such companies as Viacom, Ford, Philip Morris, and AOL Time Warner, allow the exchange to pay its chief executive, Richard A. Grasso, a king's ransom? The answer seems to be that most board members saw the post as an honor, but not one that required much attention. Last week, board members were angrily saying that they had no idea that Mr. Grasso had been owed $48 million over the next 4 years, in addition to the $139.5 million lump sum payment he took in deferred compensation, savings, and retirement benefits a week earlier. Unfortunately for their reputations, those payments had been spelled out in the employment contract with Mr. Grasso that the board had authorized only weeks earlier. But not even H. Carl McCall, the former New York State Comptroller, who is the chairman of the board compensation committee, had understood how much money was involved. And he had signed the contract on behalf of the board. Last week, Mr. Grasso renounced his claim to that $48 million. He did so in the middle of a board meeting via telephone, seemingly on the spur of the moment. How did all that money, $187.5 million, build up? The answer seems to be a generous contract that he signed in 1995, and a far more generous one that he signed in 1999. In the minutes of board meetings that were shown to reporters last week, there is no indication that the board ever put together all the pieces until last fall, when a new compensation consultant was brought in. That consultant, from a Chicago law firm, Vetter, Price, Kaufman, and Kamholtz, pointed out that Mr. Grasso's pension benefits were about six times as generous as those of chief executives at large financial services firms. In the end, about $80 million of the money he got came from pension benefits, as did $28 million of the $48 million he forfeited. It took a demand from the Securities and Exchange Commission for more information to get the exchange to admit that the $48 million provision existed. They had, they said, intended to provide that information next spring. Had he not given up the money, Mr. Grasso would have been guaranteed $8,587,822 next January 1st, most of it from pension benefits, and further annual payments rising to $11,742,921 on January 1st, 2007. Now he will get only his $1.4 million annual salary, and a bonus that is certain to be far below the tens of millions he got at his peak. His new pension will pay him no more than $143,000 a year when he retires. Mr. Grasso is the first career employee of the New York Stock Exchange to rise to run the big board. In 1990, when he was passed over for the top job in favor of William H. Donaldson, now the SEC chairman, some questioned whether Mr. Grasso could be the public face of Wall Street. Now that question is back. Should Mr. Grasso have realized the outrage that would occur when it was disclosed that the man running an institution that regulates brokerage firms was getting huge bonuses from a board that included the bosses of those same firms? Last week, Mr. Grasso said his only regret was that he had deferred much of his pay during the last few years. Had he not, there would have been no headlines about $140 million. He said he will stay on and prove the critics wrong. But the next formal meeting of the directors will be on October 2nd, and Mr. Grasso's future may hinge on just how upset big board members are and on what Mr. Donaldson decides to do. Until now, the exchange had never revealed how much top officials were paid, even when Mr. Grasso's annual compensation, not including pension benefits, climbed above $30 million. It still does not disclose how much its directors are paid, although Mr. Grasso said that number would be released next spring. "I think," he said in an interview, "that you'll be surprised by how little they are paid.